New Delhi, at the Voice of the Global South Summit, hosted in virtual mode by India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on leaders of the Global South to unite to forge a common agenda for their own development and for the 3/4 of humanity. It was an illustrious case of taking a huge leap in becoming a voice for 125 countries that comprises low-income countries. The two-day Voice of Global South summit was held under the theme, Unity of Voice, Unity of Purpose. This was in fact the first time India organized such a meeting of the Global South. Of the 125 countries participating in the summit, 29 countries from Latin America and the Caribbean, 47 countries from Africa, 31 from Asia, 11 from Oceania and 7 from Europe. Bangladesh PM Sheikh Hasina thanked the government of India for inviting Bangladesh to this important summit that would give it a unique opportunity to engage with counterparts worldwide. PM Hasina and others congratulated Narendra Modi and the government of India on the assumption of the G20 presidency and welcomed India's vision as the president of G20 to ensure inclusive development under the theme, One Earth, One Family, One Future. PM Modi said India wants globalization that does not lead to unequal distribution of vaccines or over-concentrated global supply chains. We, the developing countries, are also concerned about the increasing fragmentation of the international landscape. These geopolitical tensions distract us from focusing on our development priorities. The last 3 years have been difficult, especially for the developing nations, he said. The challenges of the COVID pandemic, rising prices of fuel, fertilizer and food grains, and increasing geopolitical tensions have impacted development efforts. In a significant announcement, PM Modi announced the Arogya Matri project, whereby the country will provide essential medical supplies to any developing country affected by natural disasters or humanitarian crises. PM Modi also said that India would launch the Global South Science and Technology Initiative to share its expertise in areas such as space technology and nuclear energy, and establish the Global South Center of Excellence. The two-day summit was aimed at generating ideas from developing countries to be deliberated at the G20 during India's presidency. PM Modi said, "We all appreciate the principle of globalization. India's philosophy has always seen the world as one family. However, developing countries desire globalization that does not create climate crisis or debt crisis. We want globalization that does not lead to unequal distribution of vaccines or over-concentrated global supply chains. In short, we want a human-centric globalization." He further stated that geopolitical tensions distract developing countries from focusing on development priorities. They cause sharp swings in international prices of food, fuel, fertilizers and other commodities. To address this geopolitical fragmentation, we urgently need a fundamental reform of the major international organizations, including the United Nations Security Council and the Bretton Woods institutions. These reforms should focus on giving voice to the concerns of the developing world and reflect the realities of the 21st century, the Prime Minister said. Different sessions. In the Finance Minister's session, leaders exchanged views on financing the development needs of the Global South, achieving financial inclusion, implementing of digital public goods in the financial sector, and development partnerships that are outcome-oriented and financially sustainable. The Environment Minister's session focused attention on balancing growth with sustainability, sharing of best practices in ecological conservation, and the importance of lifestyle for the environment launched by Prime Minister Modi in October 2022. The ministers also called for accelerated climate action and delivery of climate finance and loss and damage funding to deal with growing climate impacts. In the Foreign Minister's session, the ministers expressed concern over the increasing fragmentation of the international landscape. They urged the international community to address the triple challenge of food, fuel and fertilizer shortages.